This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Why did White Bryant post a picture of a dog?
I think he's trying to prove he has a dog, even though it's not his dog, it's his parents' dog. I don't know. Good-looking dog, though. I didn't have White Bryant for a pit owner, but here we are. time to go to Atlanta and talk to somebody that knows about the basketball. Miles, our friend Chris Miles, NBA TV. You can give him a follow at Chris Miles TV. Miles joins us via the Rude guest hotline. Rude is the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. All right, Chris.
I got a question for
the
Chris.
The floor is yours.
I got a question for
Chris. All right, you fire away because I just want to take a victory.
What
lap.
Did you know to make you think that the New York had a chance? Because many people didn't think, I didn't think it, and now they're up 2-0.
So what's crazy is, and I don't know if you're basing this off of my Instagram story that I posted.
Nah, you were on the radio with us last week, fool. What you forgot?
Oh, okay. No, so keep it. Now, I went in with you guys and said that, right?
Yes.
But when we were, and I say we, you know, because I'm a Knicks fan, I have to admit. When we were down 20, I was like, you know what? I'm going to post this. I'm like, the Knicks in six, and we're going to win this game. And Shaq was looking at me like, you fool. And Chuck was like, you're an idiot. How much you want to bet? And I was like, I don't have the money to bet with you, my friend. Like,
you
what are you
bet
talking
him,
about here, right? I know. But then again, I wouldn't have been able to pay him. Like, what are we doing here? So what I'm saying is this, right? The benefit we have of listening to the post-game press conferences every single day as part of our job and the shows that we have, I'm like, the Knicks are serious and about business, and the Celtics kind of feel right now like, oh, yeah, we got them. We swept them in a regular season. Like, this is just another game that we have to go through. And the Knicks have this sense of desperation. So what I was saying to people is, like, I think the Knicks have a legit shot. Now, both games played out a little differently in the sense of who stepped up. And, like, Karl Anthony Towns was due to have a good game after being trash against the Pistons in the last game and pretty bad in game one. And sure enough, he was huge in game two. Mikal Bridges couldn't hit a shot for, like, four games. And then in the fourth quarter, he scored 14 points. It's like the regression to the mean. And it's really exciting because we have all these comebacks, right? Like, I think we've had four of them in the first round. Road teams keep winning. Just crazy.
Towns was really good. It's funny. I actually said to B-Mitch earlier, I've been fairly critical of him kind of throughout his career. I just think he's kind of soft for the big body he has. Not last night, though, man. 21 and 17. I was very impressed. I think do you think they get this done, Miles?
Yes. And after game one, I was like, okay, maybe there's a chance. So if you look at the percentages, right, like teams that win, you know, the first two games on the road, they win 86% of series. So, like, the Knicks are in that space. Also, the health of Kristaps Porzingis. He just isn't right. And so the Knicks are starting to figure out, like, okay, they have Al Horford and Luke Kornet. Al Horford is, what, 38 years old? And Luke Kornet is a backup to a backup.
Like, that's who the Celtics have on the front line. So the Knicks are kind of like, okay, like, we just can go inside and we can score and we can get our points that way. But I think for the Celtics, like, they're not going to shoot 25% from three-point range for the series. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's like the Knicks in a sweep or the Knicks in, you know, five games. I do think this is still going to go six or seven because obviously the Celtics are going to get hot and they're going to be hot for like two or three games. It's whether or not the Knicks can withstand that.
If the Knicks get one in New York, they'll be up 3-1. If they, let's say we 3-1. You believe that they, the Wisconsin will go straight three games on them the way they played thus far?
Well, yeah, because here's the thing, and this is a key point. When you look at the Celtics' history, like the 2023 Eastern Conference Finals, remember, they were down 3-0 to the Miami Heat, and they won three straight, and that Game 7 came down to the wire. Like, this is that same group. And Jason Tatum, man, the last two fourth quarters, he's 1-for-12. His only point came on a dunk. Like, he hasn't gotten right. That team has not had a good game in these first two games. Like, they've been awful. And the games have been tight, right? They're one-possession games. So I do think that at some point the Celtics are going to remind us, like, yes, we're the champs. And they have in the first half of these games. You know, I think for Boston, it's fallen in love with that three-point shot.
Yeah.
And as a basketball fan, I'm so glad that's backfiring, right? Like, I do not want to see, because, you know, they set the record for most three-pointers attempted in a game and lost, right? But they also set the record for most three-pointers attempted in a season. I think if there's, like, a price to pay for that, we're kind of seeing it now with the Celtics, and I hope we get some more balance into the NBA, because this has been the most incredible playoffs in a long time, and I was telling people the most incredible regular season that we've had in a long time.
Well, I don't believe you on the regular season part, but the playoffs have been awesome. I think... We are talking with our friend Chris Miles, NBA TV. Give him a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Chris Miles TV. You know what's interesting to me, dude? What do you make of the way Jason Tatum has finished these games? Because it's been bad.
Well, part of it is, right, physical series, right? Like, you play against, remember, Jason Tatum missed his first playoff game in game two against the Orlando Magic with a wrist injury. He's got it taped up, and I know he's not going to use that excuse because he came back and had 35 and 37 in the games after he missed, right? But whenever you have some sort of injury like that and teams are bumping you and playing you physical, like, that affects you. And I also look at it, especially when you get to fourth quarter games, right? Like, your legs are tired. Like, it just wears on you. But I also look, and Jalen Brunson only had 17 points, right? Like, he was struggling in a similar way throughout the course of game two. But for Tatum, now he's facing OG Anunoby, who I believe, when healthy, is an all-defensive team caliber player,
yeah,
and Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges got the steal in both games in the last possession. Like, these are the guys that he's facing. The Knicks went and traded for these guys and paid these guys so they could come in and do it. I mean, JP, it's like going to get two top-tier cornerbacks and being like, hey, why is this wide receiver having some struggles against them? Like,
right,
this is what the Knicks planned for.
I was
trying to switch to the other series, but in Cleveland, too many injuries, they're done.
You know what's incredible is this: we've had George Niang in studio. He was the guy that got traded at the trade deadline from the Cavs to the Hawks, and you know he's absolutely just devastated by that, right? But he has all the nuance to the Cavs and like why they were so good this year. And so one of the things that he's saying is like, you know, when you watch it, like the Cavs are getting ahead early and it's like the win is in the bag. But then the depth, which has been their calling card all year, when Donovan Mitchell's like, all right, I got to give it up to someone else. Those other guys, like you said, Darius Garland, all-star guard, not there. Evan Mobley, all-star forward, not there. Right, DeAndre Hunter, the guy that they traded for from Atlanta. Those are like three starters off the floor and two all-stars. So it is like when you're facing a team like the Pacers won 50 games and Tyrese Halliburton, you know, I voted for him third team all NBA, right? Like people are voted for him as the most overrated player in the NBA. And I guess he's proven those doubters wrong. So I think you got to give some credit to the Pacers and the heart and the determination. Mm-hmm. But remember the Cavs got out of here by the Knicks 2 years ago. Like, they were just soft inside. So you take Evan Mobley off the floor, and they really once again look soft inside.
It's crazy that in the East, the road teams are 4-0 in the second round of the playoffs. And obviously the Cleveland situation's a little bit more unique, but the Knicks have just played hella defense, and Boston can't close anything out. Switch it to the West. I think the performance from the Thunder last night, I mean, they dropped 80 in the first half. The performance from the Thunder last night is what I expected Boston to do.
Well, you're up by 20.
Yeah, it's true. The Thunder-Nuggets series feels like it's going to be at least a six-game series. OKC had to learn a lot from last year. Do you think they've learned enough? I feel like in the NBA playoffs, we see year after year after year, young teams kind of need some time to learn how to close out and win series. Do you think that young Thunder crew is ready to do it against a team that has a title? Like, they know what it is required.
What's hilarious about that, like what you just said, is after game one, that was the question, right? Because they, again, one of like four teams that allowed, an 8-point comeback in the last 4 minutes here in second round, right? Like, it's just crazy, these comebacks. But here's the deal. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was there last year. He's there this year, as far as like what you're saying. But I think bringing in a defensive veteran like Alex Caruso and then Isaiah Hartenstein to be able to crowd Joker the way that they did in the second game. I mean, here's a guy who had 40, 20, and 6 assists in game one. Mm. They held him to 16 points and 6 for 16 from the field. And the Nuggets were trying so hard. So I think for the Thunder, these first two games, it's like exactly your question. Like the first game, I'm like, I don't know about them. And the second game, you have to realize the 87 points in the first half is the most points in the first half of any NBA playoff game. You know how you have the stat and there's qualifiers? No qualifiers. Like,
right.
We've never seen that before of any team in a playoff. So, like, they made history after losing like that. And that was a statement. That was a response. But I do wonder, like, Game three is going to be colossal in trying to figure out like where this series is going to go, because obviously the first two games were just two different games and almost like two different Thunder teams.
The Thunder, they have the talent. Do they have enough to get this done though?
Yeah, well, what they have is defense, right? And this is, I mean, B-Mitch, to try to describe it to you, it's like, you know, when we talk about like the 86 Bears, right? Like, this is what they are. I mean, they have, like, the greatest defensive rating, the greatest net rating. They average 20 steals and blocks a game.
Damn.
Right? Like, I don't recall seeing a team be number one and number two in steals and blocks and not have, like, a Hakeem Olajuwon or a Victor Wembanyama out there. Right? They do it. Everyone does it. Everyone is in on it. So, to me, that's the thing that stands out most about them, is that they take those steals, they turn them into points, they take the block, they turn them into points. But if you can slow the game down and not turn the ball over, like, I kind of look at it as, no, SGA is the only guy they have. And that's what we saw in game one that we know we can trust in the clutch. I mean, they only scored 6 points in the last 5 minutes of that game one, and, you know, four of those came on free throws.
Let's talk Steph. Let's talk about this Warriors Minnesota series. I was really excited for this one just because watching Steph is a treat, right? Like, I feel like that's something everyone just enjoys, to watch him play basketball. You don't get people talk about what's the term that's so popular now? Foul baiting. Like, Steph isn't that dude. It's a joy to watch him play basketball. Now he's out for a week. Golden State has the lead. I mean, maybe Buddy Hield keeps making everything in sight. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think of that? We get that game tonight at 8:30.
Well, here's the crazy part, right? When I saw that Steph had the hamstring strain, I was like, oh, he's out. Okay, the Wolves, who only had 31 first half points in that game one. By the way, it's like crazy how well Golden State defended them. But you say Steph and I say Ant-Man. Like, Steph is the second most popular player, I feel like, in NBA history. It's Michael Jordan and Steph Curry. Like, he's so beloved and so popular, and the ratings go through the roof. But I was talking to some of the guys about, like, this hamstring injury. I'm like, okay, can he come back to play game five? And they were like, no. And I'm like, why not? They're like, he could probably get out there and play basketball. But for the way that he plays, he's a sprinter.
He runs
he's
all day.
He's running around the court. Yeah. Like, he's going to go back and get, he's going to go out there and get hurt. So you got to watch that and kind of, like, give him the extra time. Now, the other thing is, after winning game one, you know, you buy a little bit more time, right? Because now you're not facing elimination until at least two or three games later. So I think winning game one was colossal, and I think it would be a surge for the league as far as ratings and people being, you know, all in on it. If it's Ant-Man and the return of Steph in, like, game five and game six, I think that's great theater and great basketball.
Absolutely, man. What are your – give me your conference final predictions then at this stage.
Yeah. Shoot. The New York Knicks.
Dude.
Versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. Is that what your heart or your head?
Oh, you got Cleveland back.
I do. Here's the thing. I know that they tried everything to get Garland, Mobley, and Hunter on the court. Kind of feel like the Pacers are good, but they're not. Like, there was a reason they were down, and Donovan Mitchell is so good, man. Like, he's been trying to get there for so long. But I feel like, all right, Cleveland's the comeback team here. They feel like they should have won game two. And so I got Cleveland, New York, and I got the Knicks winning that series and going to the finals, only because of the Knicks starting off 2-0 against the Celtics. Like, that's the way I see it. Mm. And then I'm not very confident about this, but have the Nuggets and the Wolves, and the Nuggets beating the Wolves.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Nuggets? So you got the Nuggets beating the Thunder.
Hey, man, like, Nikola Jokic is, you know what this is like, B-Mitch? It's like betting against or saying, oh, you got Tom Brady's team against whatever? Like, Nikola Jokic is the guy. He's the guy. Like, he's the best player in the NBA, right? Like, so, and when you, so B-Mitch, you know this about winning. The Nuggets talk and move like winners, man. They're like, we're trying to do this for Russ. We're here as a team. And they're grown-ups about it. I think there's so much to that that I cannot ignore. And I know they got blown out in game two. And when I listen to their coach, their interim head coach, David Adelman, who has more playoff wins than regular season wins, like we've never seen this before, he's in there like, hey, they came out with physicality and the refs were on their side because they came out physical. We need to come out physical when we get home. And I'm like, that's how a coach is supposed to talk. You know, he's not like complaining about the refs or throwing guys under the bus. He's telling his team, like, you allowed yourself to get punched in the mouth in the first quarter, so we can't go to the refs about that. We got to do the punching, and then they go to the refs. And right. I thought that, I was like, okay, this is a series. Like, here we go.
Chris, I want to give you a chance just to, like, enjoy yourself for a moment. Saturday afternoon, the Knicks will be hosting the Celtics up 2-0 in the second round. What do you think that environment is going to be like in the Garden?
First of all, I don't know which videos or which memes you have seen, my friend, but it's going to be not just nuts inside the Garden, but outside the Garden, around the city, around the world, JP, people are going to be singing, go New York, go New York, go, go New York, go New York, go. Yeah. Okay, that's what's going to happen. So just be ready for it, JP. Yeah, Chris, just be ready.
Dude, so I was up there last year when the Caps got swept by the Rangers. I was up there for work, and it was when the Knicks were playing the Sixers. And just being there for that, because those games were nuts, was really remarkable. And maybe this will change with sustained success, but I don't hate the Knicks like I do a lot of these other New York teams. And this Celtics team... I don't know. I allow myself wiggle room to change my opinion. I think I'm rooting for the Knicks against the Celtics. Are you, B?
I don't like Boston at all. I don't like nothing in Boston.
Okay.
So, I don't like green. Look, you shouldn't like green. You shouldn't like leprechauns. You shouldn't like St. Patty's Day.
Take it easy on some of that. Those are my Boston people.
The Plaquemine High School Green Devils were green, man. Come on now.
Like tea parties, anything to do with the Celtics.
Are you going to try to get up there?
First of all, sir, you don't realize what just happened in this show. Okay, me saying the Knicks are going to the finals, you do know what that means. As someone that covers the finals every year, I get to go to the finals with my Knicks in it. Do you understand? All right, and do the pre and post, and here's the other part.
That would be nuts for you.
We get to interview the players on the call. Oh, my. This is what I'm saying. Like, we were in Dallas last year. I'm like, this is a good time. Dallas is a good time, okay? I was in Miami the previous year. That was wonderful. So I'm always rooting for the Miami Heat to get to the finals, okay? what I'm saying is that would pale in comparison to being in Madison Square Garden NBA Finals. What are we saying here, JP? Of course it's Knicks in six. Knicks in six.
Hey, man, they say when you're in the media, you're supposed to be non-biased.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What the hell happened to that?
No cheering in the press box, Miles.
First of all, I'm no longer in the media. I work for the NBA, okay? All
right, let me That's still media. That's still media.
That's league-owned, baby.
I could be a cheerleader all I want. I cheer for every team, B. Mitch, okay? Now, what I'm saying is I had to endure Michael Jordan dunking all over my center and my team for years. I'm allowed to be happy, B. Mitch. What you got against happiness?
We support your happiness,
I'm just messing
Miles.
With you, dog. Just messing with you.
I can't wait to watch that game Saturday afternoon. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate you, brother, man.
And good luck to your Knicks, dude.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, bro.
That's our guy, Chris Miles.
Chris happy, boy.
Not hiding, not holding back. Bing, bong. Nobody go anywhere. Got to talk about a Washington Post poll of D.C. residents about RFK Stadium.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.